Welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter. Today we remember an important moment in the history of the American Civil Rights Movement. The March on Washington took place exactly 50 years ago on this date. Civil rights activists and thousands of other people filled the National Mall in Washington. The high point of that day was a speech given by civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. It became known as the I Have a Dream speech.
I still have a dream. Yes. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream.
That message has become part of the nation's history. Today, we hear about the 50th anniversary observance last Saturday. Civil rights leaders remembered the struggles of the past and asked questions about the future. Then, we look back at the message of nonviolence that helped the civil rights movement succeed in changing America. Tens of thousands of people gathered on America's National Mall last Saturday to mark the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. VOA's Pam Dawkins watched the event last weekend. She says its speakers expressed support for a number of social issues. Kelly Jean Kelly has her report.
Yes, we will! Yes, we will! Yes, we will!
It was a chance for many people to relive the civil rights movement of the 1960s. Some speakers had experienced the movement themselves as young people. They spoke of the sacrifice needed to make big changes in society. Sometimes these are changes in the law, such as the Civil Rights Act of 1964. That law barred discrimination in employment based on a person's race or sex. Several pieces of major legislation came out of the civil rights movement of the 1960s. Activities on Saturday took place near the Lincoln Memorial, where Martin Luther King gave his famous I Have a Dream speech 50 years ago. Speakers brought attention to many social causes, including civil rights, women's rights, immigration reform, and ending gun violence. The main reason for the gathering was to honor King and his sacrifice. A gunman shot and killed the civil rights leader on April 4, 1968. But the observance was also a place to ask questions about the direction of the civil rights movement today. The crowd listened to Merlee Evers Williams. She was married to Medgar Evers, another civil rights leader who was killed.
As I look out at the crowd, I find myself saying, what are we doing today? Where have we come from? What has been accomplished? And where do we go from this point forward?
Congressman Steny Hoyer is from Maryland and a leading member of the Democratic Party. He said, the United States had moved forward on the subject of race. He pointed to the election of President Barack Obama as proof.
The historic election of President Obama testifies to the progress we have made, which would not have been possible if not for the millions who sacrificed and raised their voices for change.
The 50th anniversary events included African Americans, Asian Americans, immigrants, and young people. Janet Merguia heads the National Council of La Raza, the nation's largest Hispanic civil rights group. She said, "Hispanics consider themselves a part of Martin Luther King's dream."
Millions of Latinos were watching that day in 1963 when we heard Dr. King proclaim, "I have a dream." We knew he was talking to us too.
One of King's sons, Martin Luther King III, also spoke. He said, "His father's dream has yet to be realized." He noted that unemployment and poverty remain high among African Americans.
Today, with 12% unemployment rates in the African American community and 38% of all children of color in this country living below the level of poverty, we know that the dream is far from being realized.
But he added that if Americans do their part to support freedom at home, in school, on the job, and in organizations, then change will come. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
The American Civil Rights Movement was successful largely because of millions of African Americans who fought racial discrimination in the 1960s. Another reason for the success was the plan to avoid violence when protesting unfair treatment. Marcia James has more on this strategy in a report from VOA's Chris Simpkins.
Martin Luther King Jr. was a top leader of the civil rights movement. His nonviolent policies were a product of the teachings of Indian independence leader Mohandas K. Gandhi. Throughout the South, King brought attention to racial discrimination and unequal treatment. Under his leadership, millions of African Americans took part in peaceful protests, civil disobedience actions, and economic boycotts. The nonviolent movement was tested in places like Birmingham, Alabama. As actions against nonviolence protesters continued, so did the push for major civil rights laws. William Bell is the current mayor of Birmingham. He says that during the 1960s, members of the civil rights movement were afraid.
During that period of time, you had people who were being murdered, homes being bombed, churches being bombed, and there was a sense that nothing would ever change here in Birmingham or the South. There was a sense that evil would prevail.
Television stations broadcast pictures of Birmingham police using dogs and fire hoses to break up protests by school children. Lawyer Richard Cohen works for the Southern Poverty Law Center, a civil rights organization. He says the images of the violence send a powerful message. Some leaders describe the nonviolent civil rights movement as America's second civil war. Ben Jealous is president of the nation's oldest civil rights organization. He says the nonviolent campaign won American hearts and minds. I'm Marcia James.
50 years ago, Martin Luther King Jr. captured the imagination of the nation with his dream of a society based on equality and justice. Here are some of his words from that day.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
We hope you enjoyed our show. Listen again tomorrow for more reports about the United States and the world on As It Is.